When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Horton's. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stories this hour, Finance Minister announces it has processed 700 million cedis to pay customers whose fund monies were locked up in fund management companies after the financial sector cleanup exercise. Also in this bulletin, Ghana records a 10% drop in foreign direct inflows in 2023, the lowest inflow over the past decade. Later on Food Chain, we'll tell you how fall armyworms continue to be a bane to corn farming and its production in Ghana after invading the country 8 years ago. We have details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo Baka, and look now at our stories. Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam has announced that government has approved 700 million cedis to be paid to customers of fund management companies who lost their monies after the financial sector cleanup exercise. This is part of a 1.5 billion cedis fund approved by Cabinet to settle customers whose funds got locked up, including customers of Black Shield Fund Management Company. Speaking at a press briefing a while ago, Dr. Amin Adam disclosed that the 700 million cedis has been processed for the Securities and Exchange Commission to pay the affected customers.
I'm glad to inform you that the Ministry of Finance has processed the release for the first tranche of 700 million Ghana cedis of the additional 1.5 billion Ghana cedis for the Securities and Exchange Commission to further bail out the remaining customers whose funds were locked up, including Black Shield Fund Management Limited customers. Yesterday, I instructed the Controlling Accountant General to release the funds to mitigate the stress on affected persons.
You heard Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam. Ghana recorded a 10% drop in foreign direct inflows in 2023. That's according to consulting firm Bridgewater Advisors. This is the lowest inflow over the past decade and 28% lower than the pandemic days. More in this report.
The report stated that FDI inflows to Ghana fell by $1.4 billion in 2023. This followed a dismal performance in 2022. The country's shares of inflows into Africa and West Africa between 2024 and 2023 averaged 6 and 23% respectively. However, outflows rose by 46% to $55.76 million in 2023. In half year 2024, Ghana estimated FDI components out of total registered investment was $186.16 million, with 69 registered projects predominantly into manufacturing, about 81% of investment value. Meanwhile, Ghana remained second in West Africa after Nigeria in the volume of greenfield investment projects. The nation has a decade of average of 36 projects compared to Nigeria's 56 projects.
A business desk report. Ghana's total debt stood at 760 billion cedis, equivalent to over 70.6% of GDP as at end of August 2024. According to an economist, Professor John Gachi, this figure may be way higher since there are several hidden arrears which have not been added to the overall figure. He spoke in an interview with Joy Business.
Our debt level keep growing. Two components. We are paying for not managing the exchange rate well, so that is also reflecting on the debt levels. And then again, we are still borrowing more. We have guaranteed some SOE debt that we also have to come on board. Again, we have engaged in a lot of arrears built up which are not disclosed. We call that hidden debt. Those debt will have to come up from wherever they are hiding. So the debt that you see will not actually be the real debt at the end of the day, especially if there is a change in government.
Professor John Gachi is an economist. Away from that, Ghana's leading savings and loans company, Advance Ghana, has obtained an ISO 27001-2022 certification after meeting a very rigorous set of criteria for information security management. The company specializes in providing seamless savings and payment solutions in the financial sector. According to the chief executive of the company, the certification showcases the company's resolve to continuously protect and safeguard customer data.
We actually plan to significantly accelerate our outreach and growth in the coming months and years. So this certification recognizes that our processes, our operation, the way we manage our data is secured, is organized, and that the whole bank is actually organized to grow without generating any risk when it comes to data management for our clients. So it aligns with our plan to expand significantly in the coming weeks.
Guillaume Valence is the chief executive of Advance Ghana speaking there. The president of the Ghana Electrical Contractors Association, Awal Saki Mohammed, has called for a swift adoption of solar generating system into their power mix to support electricity supply. According to him, this will help in cutting costs on electricity for small businesses. Speaking to journalists after a training program for solar installers in Accra, Awal Mohammed said adopting solar energy into any line of business is important to reduce cost of operations.
It is very important to say that electricians or our systems are becoming very smart, and everybody is crying about the cost of electricity. So if you introduce solar system into your premises, it is definitely going to help you reduce your reliance on the grid, which by extension will reduce your, what would improve your pocket. So as electricians or electrical contractors, we don't have any option. Things are evolving. So the earlier as an electrical person you adapt solar into your line of business, the better for you. So
international tech company Yango has organized a free health screening for its partners, drivers and couriers. The exercise was held in partnership with Bevia Clinic Limited in Accra. Speaking at the health screening, country manager of Yango Ghana, Tom Ofunime, said, considering the recent increase in chronic lifestyle diseases, it is imperative that the company support its partners, drivers and couriers by organizing frequent health checks for them early.
We care about the people on our platform, from the passengers to the partners to their drivers. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. We hope that we'll continue to do this as long as we can, because it is important that the wellness and the well-being of these people on our platform is a priority for us.
Country manager of Yango Ghana, Tom Ofunime, speaking there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Leading manufacturer of UPVC pipes, Interplus, is offering quality and enticing products and discounts at this year's EcoBank Joy News Habitat Fair. With over 50 years in the industry, the company is eager to connect with attendees at the event. Marketing manager of Interplus, Mavis Asante, tells us about what the company has in store for prospective buyers.
Interplus is the leading manufacturer of HDP and UPVC pipes, and we've been doing that for 54 years. And over the period, we have evolved, we have added product. We added the TNG, which is the ceiling panel. We had the borehole pipe. Actually, Interplus have all pipes in of all sizes. We produce the biggest pipe in West Africa. We term it the 1,200 mm pipe HDP.
Everything that we are giving you is quality and it meets world standards. So next time you are looking for windows and doors, think no further. Think about Interplus, because we have the right choice for windows and doors.
And you can visit the Ecobank Joy News Mini Fair at the Good Park near Accra Mall. The fair will start from 13th to 15th September from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And admission is, of course, free. Be there to engage with various stakeholders in the housing value chain. Ecobank Joy News Habitat Fair. Get a house, make it a home. Still listening to the Joy Business Report. They may be tiny, but they grow into a mighty army of pests. Fall armyworms continue to be a bane to corn farming and its production in Ghana after invading the country 8 years ago. Fortunately, the Crops Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research has commenced an exploration and introduction of biological control mechanisms against the invasive pests in the Ashanti region. Emmanuel Bright-Kweku has more for today's episode of The Food Chain.
For years, maize farmers across Ghana and by extension the African continent have had to battle a common enemy on their farms, the fall armyworms. Striped grayish-green caterpillars with dark brown to black heads, the invasive pest has a strong preference for feeding on grasses, especially of maize, rice, sorghum and other crops. Kwame Kobi and his wife, Efia, are farmers in the Abrankese community in the Bosomcho district of the Ashanti region.
They destroy the maize so bad, we have to apply a lot of chemicals. You never know they are in there until you begin to scatter the seeds, and the vendors sell that at a cheaper price because of the heavy infestation. The insect lays its eggs on the plant leaf, which grows into a larvae to feed on the well of the host plants. The migration of the pest, originally native to the tropical and subtropical regions of the Americas, remains elusive to scientists. Dr. Kofi Frimpong-Ain is an entomologist at the Crops Research Institute of the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research.
We've still not been able to identify the exact way they entered. If we look at our climatic conditions, it favors the fall armyworm.
A 2017 research study estimated that maize yield losses in Africa due to fall armyworm would range between 8.3 to 20.6 million tons per year if management measures were not put in place. Ridding of the insect has become a struggle for both scientists and farmers, with synthetic insecticides being the main treatment management since their detection. But this has been identified to have deleterious effects on the environment and humans, as well as the pest resisting the potency of the chemicals. The Crops Research Institute of the CSIR, with funding support from the Korea Africa Food and Agriculture Cooperation Initiative, is exploring the use of biological agents to fight the fall armyworms. Three biological agents, including insects, fungi, and nematodes, otherwise known as soil worms, were adopted. Here are lead researchers for the various applications.
Parasitoid, which lays its egg into the egg of the fall armyworm. So once the eggs are laid into that of the fall armyworm eggs, the fall armyworm eggs fails to hatch.
And when we talk about entomopathogenic fungi, basically they are fungi that infect and kill insects. So we wanted to use these beneficial microorganisms to fight the fall armyworm larvae.
You can catch the full episode of today's Food Chain on Saturday at 6 p.m. on the Joy News channel, and a repeat on Tuesdays at 2:30 p.m. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. Every day, people face different emergencies, police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians don't know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember, *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime and data purchases, and so much more. You don't need internet for this. Just dial *770#. No need to panic in any money emergency situation. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your time. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.